Michigan's charter school operators are coming under closer scrutiny. On Monday, State School Superintendent Michael Flanagan released a list of 11 charter school authorizers. He says they need to improve oversight of their schools and those schools' contracts. Authorizers of charter schools are educational institutions, often colleges, whose responsibility is to ensure oversight, accountability, and adequate performance. They're responsible for issuing charter contracts to school boards and then enforcing the terms of those contracts. Flanagan says that without the improvements, he will stop the 11 from further authorizations. Some in the charter school community have been sharply critical of the move. For his take on the superintendent's action, I spoke late yesterday with Jared Burkhart. Mr. Burkhart is the executive director of the Michigan Council of Charter School Authorizers, and I first asked him if he felt Superintendent Flanagan's move was wrong, and if so, why?
Right now, I don't know whether or not the system that the superintendent created is the adequate system. I think that's the real question right now. The superintendent created a system that isn't currently in statute. It's not following law the way he needs to follow law. To set up a system that would measure the accountability of the authorizers, he needs to use current law. A lot of the things that are in the system that he's creating right now aren't currently in statute. And those are the things that we're having a little bit of an issue with.
And yesterday in a comment to the Detroit News, you referred to the superintendent's new secret rating system. Are you alleging then a lack of transparency from the MDE and the superintendent?
Well, I think it's telling that I received an email on what the press release about 3 minutes before it went out to you and the press and everyone else. None of the authorizers knew that this was coming down, didn't know it was coming down in the way, shape, and form it is. And there were conversations beforehand, but none of the metrics that he used in his findings came out in any of the conversations that with authorizers.
So you're not necessarily disputing that there are problems at these authorizers. It's just that it's not clear how the MDE arrived at this particular set of this list. Is that it?
What I'll say is there's a particular set of rules that we abide by, and those rules are in statute. If you took what is in statute, I believe firmly that the authorizers are doing what the job that they are tasked to do through Michigan law. The problem is this list it's an arbitrary list that he came up with, or the MDE came up with, that doesn't mirror state law. You're asking the authorizers to play a game of baseball but abide by the rules of a game of basketball.
Superintendent Flanagan has referred to the authority that he has as superintendent to take some of these actions, though. Is that authority not clearly spelled out in your view?
I think he certainly has the authority to look at authorizers and suspend them. We've been saying that for years, and I'm happy that he is actually coming to the point where he says that he does have that authority. The issue really is that he has the authority to make sure that the authorizers are caring for proper oversight for schools within statute. The specifics have to be within statute, and they have to be measurable within statute. I really come up with a big problem when you're taking metrics that are not in statute, are not measurable within statute, and using those against the authorizers.
We're talking with Jared Burkhart, who is with the Michigan Council of Charter School Authorizers. Some on the list, well, let's clarify, first of all, how many of the 11 do you represent?
On the list, 6 of the 11 were from the Michigan Council of Charter School Authorizers.
Some of those on that list responded they will be working to address these concerns. Some responded with surprise. The Macomb ISD chief academic officer told the Detroit News that the school it authorizes had a 2011 graduation rate of 85%, that its ACT composite is near the state average. Are the authorizers you represent, Jared, generally confused, or do any of them acknowledge they have problems?
Well, I think that they're very confused. I mean, if you take the top two university authorizers from last year, Grand Valley State University and Lake Superior State University, the Michigan Department of Education said they were the top two authorizers last year. And within a year, they went from the top two authorizers by the MDE to being able to be on a list that would suspend their authorization authority, that's a little tricky to me.
You also wrote in a press release that, that your organization offered to meet with the superintendent, quote, and presented long-term solutions, unquote. So you have, your organization has some long-term solutions to something. What solutions were you, do you have, and what were you responding to?
Well, I think these are solutions that we have been working for a long time with the department. We realize that there needs to be some sort of system in place to be able to accurately account for whether an authorizer is doing their job. I don't want to get into specifics because I'm hopeful that we can work with the department, we can work with the governor's office and the legislature to come up with a good system. But we have come up with some fairly good solutions, I believe.
There was a meeting 2.5 weeks ago between Superintendent Flanagan and authorizers that you represent of charter schools. Were you at that meeting?
Yes.
Okay. What was that like? Was it productive? Was it rancorous? What?
Oh, I think it was fairly productive. It was very cordial. The issue was we really didn't get down into specifics. There were some presentations by the MD of what they were thinking, but there wasn't a true system developed. And then all of a sudden, by everybody's surprise, the system was suddenly developed overnight. Many of the authorizers I spoke to after the meeting were encouraged that over time we would be able to come up with a system that was truly fair, that truly everyone could believe in, and everyone would feel that whatever came out of that system, they had a fair shake. Right now, they're not feeling like they had a fair shake.
Do you think that MDE is hearing what you're saying and that you'll learn more about this process in the coming weeks?
I'm hopeful. And I've had some conversations with members of the MDE, staff members, and also a quick second conversation in the hallway with the superintendent. I let him know that we're still willing to work on a system that is fair and actually really passes the smell test.
Mr. Flanagan's warning gives the 11 authorizers until October 22nd to correct these deficiencies, and he will apparently decide in November on whether to suspend them from further authorizations. And a few on the list, by the way, Grand Valley, EMU, who you represent, Lake Superior State, Northern Michigan University, seven others. What are these authorizers' plans for between now and October 22nd? Will they be making changes that respond to the superintendent's concerns?
Well, there are legitimate concerns and common sense changes that we need to make. Of course, they're going to be willing to do that. They're willing to have that conversation with the MDE moving forward. I think that it's very important, though, that we stick by the law and stick by what there should be measured to right now. And that is what current law actually is.
I'm curious. I mean, Mr. Flanagan's warning gives the 11 authorizers, six of which you represent, until October 22nd to correct these deficiencies. And he will apparently decide in November on whether to suspend them from Michael Flanagan's list of 11 authorizers that he alleges are not providing adequate oversight. There will be more meetings between the authorizers you represent and the MDE in coming months. Do you think these meetings will offer you the chance to understand better what the superintendent means, and for the superintendent maybe to understand more what you mean?
Sure, and I'm very hopeful that that's going to happen. I really am. I think that the whole issue of this is process, though. If we were going to put a measure into place, it would have really been better for everybody involved to come up with the system before we come up with a press release. And that's where it was a little backwards in this, is we came up with press releases even a month ago saying we're going to issue warnings to authorizers, and then we figured out kind of what that meant. And now again, we're issuing a press release saying that we're going to hold authorizers accountable. And now we're in the process of trying to figure out what that means. We would have really liked a lot of the work being done on the front end to come up with a system that everybody can agree to, that everybody agrees is fair for all parties involved.
This discussion heated up quite a bit with a comprehensive series of articles in the Detroit Free Press in June that documented significant lapses in oversight and transparency, nepotism, substandard academic performance, sometimes lasting for years. What did you think of the Free Press series?
Well, I've been saying for months at this point that they told their half of the story that they wanted to tell. They had an outcome that they wanted to tell before they even wrote the story. in many of the cases, they told half-truths to be able to come up with insinuating that there were, you know, a lot of bad things going on in charter schools. And my favorite one was the Auditor General doesn't have the ability to go into charter schools and audit schools. The Auditor General, that's not their job. The Auditor General audits departments. They don't even have the authority to go into traditional schools or even, you know, local municipalities. But that was one of my favorite lines out of there because you came away with the thought that there are no audits being done. There's an audit being done on every single charter school and those financials, just like an audit was being done in every traditional school.
The president of the State Board of Education, John Austin, earlier this week in a story here on WKAR, referred to a, quote, insane, unquote, system that permits good, bad, and really ugly charter schools. How much support would you say charter schools have right now in these two bodies, the MDE and the State Board? And does that concern you?
Well, I'm always concerned because when you look at the membership of the State Board of Education, they're always against charter schools. Even if it's not on the agenda for the meeting that day, they seem to go into a 30-minute to an hour-long tirade on why charter schools are bad for the state of Michigan. MDE, I wouldn't say it is as bad, but they are governed by the State Board of Education, so they have to have that bent of we don't like charter schools. And it's really unfortunate because we're talking about all these adult problems that keep coming up, talking about pensions and you know, what kind of system they should be in and whether or not they're unionized and all of these adult problems when we're not talking about what could really be going on for the kids in these schools. 9% of the kids go to charter schools, and it seems like they take up over 50% of the conversation space right now. It's really unfortunate because there are a lot of great things that traditional schools and charter schools can be learning from each other to move themselves forward. But for some reason, you know, Michigan has this political bent of you have to be either for traditionals or for charter schools, and it seems to be a litmus test when about politics, adult politics, and not about kids.
Jared Burkhart is with the Michigan Council of Charter School Authorizers. Thanks very much for joining us, Jared.
Thanks for having me.